Join us this week as we explore the ways local citizens and organizations are giving back to their communities and beyond. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Cox Health, A&B Cycle, Cox Health Clinics, and Maddox New Prater Eye Center.
Mercy Springfield is celebrating its 125th year. When an organization celebrates a big anniversary, they'll often host special events. There might be cake involved, but an idea to celebrate this anniversary will benefit the entire community. Molly Holtman is volunteer coordinator at Mercy, and she helped plan how to celebrate the anniversary. She served in a subcommittee group on community engagement.
We were trying to think of a way we could get the coworkers engaged in the community and also trying to bring it back to the Sisters of Mercy and what they did for the community 125 years ago.
What they came up with was a challenge to Mercy staff to volunteer 125,000 hours over the next year. That is November 6, 2015, the day the Sisters of Mercy came to Springfield 124 years ago, to the 125th anniversary on November 6, 2016.
And the idea is just that if we can get, you know, our 8,000 to 10,000 regional coworkers to give back to their community, imagine the impact that it will have.
Holtman has been pleased by the response so far. Employees are asked to pledge a certain number of volunteer hours, and Holtman will contact them quarterly to find out how many they've actually worked. She'll find out what projects they did and the impact they had. She suggested ways staff can give their time to others, and employees were shown a video of the needs in the area.
Things like, you know, we have 800 homeless kids that go to our schools right here in Springfield. Things like the fact that Missouri is the second hungriest state in the United States. You know, things that are just not good things about what's happening in our community. And we then gave them a whole list of not-for-profits in this whole region that they could help with.
Mercy staff is already busy volunteering in the community. A recent Wednesday found members of the hospital's communications department helping out at Convoy of Hope.
So this is called the COHOC. I'm not sure if you mentioned that on the way in. It's an acronym for Convoy of Hope Operations Center. So
they toured the facility, learned about the organization, and then got to work packing pasta. Dan Williams is volunteer project manager at Convoy of Hope.
We get pasta in totes that are about 1,400 pounds. We break them down into 5-meal packs, and those get distributed to 10 different countries, and we'll go to feed the 150,000 kids that we feed every day.
Molly Erickson, Director of Public Relations at Convoy of Hope, says they rely heavily on partner organizations, people who donate gifts in kind. She says 98% of the product in their warehouse is donated, which allows them to give food away for free. And they rely on volunteers.
This year we've used more than 40,000 volunteers across all of our initiatives to kind of help us reach as many people as possible, and donations. So from individuals, businesses, churches, kind of across the board, we rely on all of that support to do what we do.
She says Convoy of Hope has served more than 70 million people since 1994, and there's no way that could have been possible without groups and individuals that help pack food. Every Tuesday night, the organization holds Hands of Hope from 6:30 to 8:30, where anyone can volunteer packing food, sorting clothes, and helping with other projects. But Convoy of Hope also has groups like this one from Mercy come in at other times to help out.
We only have certain stations that need gloves, right. So if you guys want to come this way, great. I will show you what we're doing.
After getting instructions and finding out what they would be doing, the group got to work filling bags with pasta and putting the bags into boxes to be shipped out. And they had fun, too.
That was cool, guys.
Jenny Jack, a strategy and communications manager with Mercy, is a regular volunteer at several places in Springfield. She loves the idea of working towards 125,000 volunteer hours and says it's a way employees can make a small difference. But she also hopes it will have a lasting impact.
I hope it will inspire a lot more regular volunteers to continue to volunteer throughout, you know, the years to come.
Julie Jones, Executive Director of Marketing, says the Communications Department has pledged to donate 52 hours per coworker toward the cause. She's excited about the effort.
What a great way to give back to the community that's given so much to us, you know, for 125 years, so.
Molly Holtman hopes that by next November 6th, Mercy staff will have far surpassed the 125,000 volunteer hours goal. And she hopes the impact of the year-long project will be huge, both on the community and on Mercy staff.
I am saddened when I go to my son's school and I find out that they have a food pantry because they have so many families that are hungry, you know, not only hungry at lunchtime, the kids, they are on free lunches, but that when they go home, they don't have any food at home. And when I went to his teacher conferences to have a teacher tell me that she knows that they have homeless children, you know, that makes me so sad. I know that we have coworkers here at Mercy that are, you know, struggling. And you know, I know that across the city we have many, many people that are struggling. And I think that when you get outside of yourself and you help someone else, that's really the best that you're ever going to feel.
She says she's hopeful the effort will result in strong teams at Mercy as employees work side by side to help those less fortunate. For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Cox Health, A&B Cycle, Cox Health Clinics, and Maddox New Prater Eye Center.